This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office has announced a significant donation to support their efforts to prevent kids from falling victim to drug addiction. According to a social media post, Chippewa Valley Energy officials presented the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office with a $13,000 donation to help fund the Drug Endangered Children Initiative. The National Alliance for Drug Endangered Children defines the term as children who are at risk of suffering harm as a result of illegal drug use, possession, or distribution. It also covers children whose caretakers are unable to provide a safe environment for them due to substance abuse issues. The Drug Endangered Children Program seeks to make the most current evidence-based training and resources available to law enforcement authorities to investigate cases involving drug-endangered children in the area and connect them with the critical services they need. Residents can also make their own donations to the Drug Endangered Children Initiative on the Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office website, whether that be monetary donations or items like gift cards or backpacks. The United States Department of Veteran Affairs hosted a resource fair for Chippewa Valley veterans this week. The Veterans Resource Fair and Claims Clinic at the Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin National Guard on Tuesday sought to help veterans connect with a variety of programs covering a wide range of support services from healthcare to suicide prevention. The fair also gave veterans a chance to get screened for toxic exposure and featured information on what other military environmental exposures could qualify them for healthcare through the VA, as well as how to file that claim. The City of Eau Claire has announced a new weight restriction is now in effect on the North Eady Street Bridge. According to a press release, the 5-ton weight restriction was implemented after a state inspection last week. The bridge is privately owned by Union Pacific Chicago Northwestern Railway. It was temporarily closed entirely last spring due to structural issues identified in another state inspection, reopening in November after repairs were made. The City of Eau Claire has marked a detour route around the bridge using Forest Street, Madison Street, and Germania Street. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. The first and only debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is on hold. It's now scheduled for next Thursday after Judge Chris Taylor became ill yesterday. Her campaign says she's recovering from kidney stones and plans to resume campaigning soon. Opponent Maria Lazar's team says they're ready whenever the debate is rescheduled. Early voting is underway for the April 7th contest. Find out where to vote and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. There's more to learn from that Marquette poll this week. Results show President Trump's approval rating in Wisconsin is 14 points underwater. That's his worst ever in the state and down 4 points from last month. Pollster Charles Franklin calls it steady erosion through Trump's second term. Most Wisconsinites oppose the war with Iran, 61-39%. 78% of Badger State Republicans still identify as MAGA, down from 88% last fall. An Eau Claire High School staff member was arrested yesterday on charges of sexually assaulting multiple students. Police say 22-year-old Nadia Horn, who worked at North High School, was taken into custody after the school district tipped off police officers about an inappropriate relationship. She's facing serious charges, including sexual assault of a child by a school staff person and second-degree sexual assault. And more than 400 road projects are planned across the state of Wisconsin this year as the DOT gears up for a busy construction season. Work is happening everywhere, from rebuilding parts of 41 near Appleton to big improvements on I-94 in Milwaukee and the St. Croix River bridges. Officials say the goal is safer highways and smoother travel. Drivers are urged to plan ahead, use the 511 Wisconsin app, and slow down in those work zones. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field. Opening day between the Brewers and Chicago White Sox, who had the worst record in the American League last season. Will Venable is in his second year as manager and was asked if the White Sox will be more aggressive on the base paths this season.
For sure. You know, on the bases, we got to find every way we can to be aggressive and get an extra 90 feet, score runs any way that we can. So that's something that, you know, really with the first step out of the box and that effort is going to be important.
The Brewers wrapped up Cactus League action with a record of 12-16. Manager of the year, Pat Murphy, asked if having so many split squad games was productive.
Did we get everything we wanted to get out of it? No, I mean, but had a few other guys really step up and a few other guys be swinging midseason form or something like that. But be careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? And be careful what you think you got out of spring training, because it's tricked me for 11 years.
NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time to the Trailblazers, 130-99, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers today, mostly cloudy, with temperatures climbing into the low to mid-50s by early afternoon, and then temperatures will drop a bit here through the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 26. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 39. We will warm back up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.